here. In speaking of tubes, I remember, I used to go down to Dayton with, by Chuck and some other people. He had a friend that worked. They used to do refurbishing some kind of medical equipment that had, I forgot what kind of tubes they were. They were very popular power amplifier tubes, but they were used in some kind of industrial thing, and they had to be pulled out and replaced on a regular basis, whether they were bad or not. And he used to give Chuck all the ones he pulled out that would normally have gone in the trash. And there's usually, could be anywhere from 10 to 20 of them. We'd take them down to Dayton. And there was always this one guy who always waited for us to show up. And he was there with a lot of cash in his hand and willing to buy every one of them.